Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I feel like I have to, I don't know, just retract on something that I said last week. We've been talking about cooking. I've been really active in trying to like make use of a lot of my leftovers and really put some time and effort into baking.
And I want to thank you as well, because I had just come back from a week holiday and I haven't done anything in the kitchen. I was still getting takeaway, and your triumphs inspired me to get back into the swing of things as well.
Well, I'm really, really glad to hear that. Just as a bit of a recap, I had made a pie last week. This was my sort of excitement in the success of it. I successfully made this pie and it tastes good.
Bravo,
I brought it into work today to eat for lunch because it was really good.
Yeah. And I smelt those leftovers.
And they smell good?
Good job.
Here's the problem that I'm having. I think I was sort of riding that wave. I'd been cooking all week. Every night it was something new and exciting. I think I might be a bit of a fraud.
You got gastro in the end?
No.
Poison pie? You were real sick over the weekend? What happened?
The pie's fine. But the problem is I think I've just convinced myself I'm a better chef than what I am. Cut to Friday night after, you know, the success of the pie and everything was great.
Corb saying, hey, Humbo, honey, please make me more of that.
Cook me something.
He doesn't call you Humbo.
He doesn't call me Humbo, definitely not. I tried to make something else. I thought I'll make my own garlic bread. We were having like a spaghetti. That was fine.
Not a tricky thing to make.
I went next level. I mixed up the garlic and the butter. It was a beautiful time.
It's truly next level.
It is next level cooking for me. Then proceeded to set fire to the baking paper in the oven.
Oh, no.
I don't know what happened.
Did it give you bread a nice smoky taste or?
Nope, it had to go. The whole entire baking paper shriveled up except for the parts under the garlic bread.
All that effort mixing the garlic and the butter.
I put it together. I was like, I can do this. I'm a chef now. And it was a complete failure. I don't think I'm cut out for this cooking thing. I thought I could be an inspiration to what even you can cook, but that might not be the case.
I think get back on the horse, Brooke.
Lucky Corb was there. He could sort it out for me.